your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Ellen Greenberg, the case getting a lot of attention, finally. There's been some more interesting developments, at least some interesting expert opinions that have been coming in on this case. In case you want to get the full story of this, we have plenty of things on the channel right now you can watch if you want more of a backstory on Ellen Greenberg. But this is, does this get you angry when you hear about this one, Stacey?
Yeah, I've been angry since we first heard about this case because it's absolutely absurd. It doesn't make any sense. It's never made sense. I can't see how it ever could make sense. And yet it was deemed that she had committed suicide on a legal document. So it's never made sense to me.
It doesn't. The medical examiner, I believe, who originally said homicide and then changed it to suicide, has now, but pretty much off the record, because he can't go back and change the actual ruling. But he said now he would say something other than suicide would, so I don't know what else that means, but other than suicide. It all ends for me on just, you can't stab yourself after you're dead.
Not usually, no.
So where else, like, how else did the other stab wounds come from? The cat? I don't know. Did they have pets? I don't know. I mean, where did it come from? And I'm not saying it's anybody. I just want to know, okay, where did it come from? And why isn't there more looking into this? That's the thing. Go where the evidence goes. There's a lot of it. And I don't know.
And Tony, that's the disturbing part, is the evidence got eradicated. So if they were going to do any sort of investigation, the evidence was gone. It was swept out of the apartment the next day.
Well, they had a professional cleaning crew come in and clean the place up. Because it wasn't really looked at as a crime scene. It was nuts. The whole thing doesn't make sense. And that's what is so frustrating about this. And a lot of people out there have their theories on who is to blame. And I get it. I mean, you can certainly make assumptions, but I don't know. I don't know. And that's the weird part. Why is this such a mountain to climb up when clearly something else happened other than suicide? you can't argue that she was a zombie and came back and stabbed herself and continued to stab herself after she got through the into the spinal cord, which would have rendered her completely, you know, incapacitated. So she couldn't keep doing that then.
That's the tough part, is there is no physical way once you penetrate your spine like that.
Yeah.
The spinal cord would have all kinds of influence over what she could and couldn't do, not to mention the pain.
Yeah,
there is no physical way she could have done what was done to her.
So
she
happened? Did somebody break in? Did somebody, because there's the door latch story, but the door latch doesn't look broken. So I don't know if it's a story or what, because even on the original thing, it talked about the door guy being there when he opened it. Door guy says, no, I was not there when they opened it. No. So I don't know. There's just, and when there's little inconsistencies, you know, it can feel like it's something much larger than it actually is. And that's why it's just, I don't know. I'm cautious on this, it's just a weird, everything's weird. And if it's some questions were answered, you know, people can act in ways that look suspicious, but they're really not. They're just self-protection, you know? So maybe, you know, the story is getting more renewed attention after the forensic expert hired by the Greenberg family was suggesting that her 2011 death was staged to appear as a suicide. Dr. Wayne Ross, a forensic neuropathologist, told News Nation's Brian Enten that he believes Greenberg was strangled before being stabbed 20 times.
Aha.
Wow. That's okay. I mean, this is, again, not, this is according to the expert that they were talking to on News Nation. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, she was strangled. Ross said, yeah, I would testify in a court of law. Greenberg, a 27-year-old teacher, of course, we know the story. Maybe you don't. Found dead in her Philadelphia apartment by her fiancé. She had suffered 20 stab wounds, including 10 to the back of the neck. Initially, the Philadelphia medical examiner, Marlon Osborne, ruled her death a homicide, but that determination was later changed to suicide after police questioned the findings for some reason. The family has long fought against the suicide ruling, believing crucial evidence was overlooked. One of the most concerning pieces of evidence, Ross pointed out, it's a towel placed near Greenberg's body that was clean, despite the excessive amount of blood at the scene. He sees this as clear evidence that the scene may have been manipulated. There are also bruises on her wrists and legs that suggest a struggle, as well as conflicting blood splatter patterns, Ross noted. Case has drawn national scrutiny, with experts and the public questioning how a person could inflict such severe wounds on themselves. Recently, Osborne, the medical examiner who first ruled Greenberg's death a homicide, released a legal verification stating that he now believes the suicide ruling is inaccurate. It was a significant development. Greenberg family reached a settlement agreement with Philadelphia officials to reopen the investigation. The new inquiry offers a glimmer of hope for her parents, who have spent over a decade fighting for justice. Her father, John Greenberg, has been vocal about his suspicions, stating that he believes his daughter was strangled before being stabbed. The case has also placed scrutiny on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who was Philadelphia's district attorney at the time of Greenberg's death. Addressing the case, Shapiro defended the initial investigation. Take a look at this. I was going through this one earlier today too, because it's just it's a dandy. Take a look.
Do you think there should be a new criminal investigation?
Well, look, I don't think I should speak for the city of Philadelphia and why they chose to make the decision they did. There's nothing I wanted more than to give these parents some finality, some answers, some clarity. And we received more evidence, more information during the course of our investigation. that sadly didn't show what they wanted it to show, but actually rather pointed to more data, more information that pointed toward a suicide.
Okay. I'm just like, I scared myself with my mic there for a second. What do you have? What is this elixir that apparently Ellen Greenberg had that brought her back from the dead and allowed her to continue stabbing herself after she had severed the spinal? What is this? Is that, what is it?
You ask a very good question. There isn't one, because she didn't.
You'd right? have to believe that, though. I mean, what other explanation is there if someone else did not inflict this? I don't know. Freak accident where all your knives fall across the room? I don't know. But that clearly didn't happen. There wasn't, you know, multiple knives everywhere. Oh, wait, actually, forgot about this part. Midway through, they also believe that she switched knives.
Like you do when you're stabbing yourself.
Like you do when you're stabbing yourself 20 times in the back of the neck, severing your spinal column. Miraculously, you're still able to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And then get through rib. You know, that's a... Do you ever try, like, just try, go to the Chili's baby back ribs and try cutting through. Just take a knife and see how easy that is just to go right perfectly.
We had ribs last weekend, and the membrane on them was so difficult to move through.
You got to peel that off.
I did have to switch knives and get something a little sharper. Yeah. You know, and I wasn't feeling any pain as I was cutting it, and I couldn't get through it.
Yeah, now, It's not easy.
And I keep forgetting about the stab wounds in front, in the front of her body. I keep focusing on the ones in the back of her neck.
Well, and how do you continue to do, you're puncturing organs, like the pain would, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if she was on some sort of medication that made her unable to feel or something. I don't know. In some sort of a manic state and you just have adrenaline and you're going. I don't know. I mean, I can see it to the point of not severing your spinal cord, and you know that would kind of end it, but there was more stabbing after that. And that's just it doesn't add up, and I think it's silly that we're even like arguing this. It's just like fact and fiction. You can't do that. That doesn't happen.
I'm so distraught for her parents. I can't fathom what they go through on a daily basis, where sometimes they may wake up and forget briefly what happened, and then it hits them. And it isn't just that they lost their daughter, it's that they are absolutely being gaslit and told, no, this didn't happen, and you're wrong. And they, how do you navigate your life?
Yeah, here's more of Joshy.
I'm hopeful that as this process goes forward, if any new information comes to bear, that it immediately be shared with the Chester County District Attorney and allow the DA there to, you know, to conduct an investigation of that new material.
Just like the last investigation that they said, we give up, got nothing to see here. Nothing. We got nothing. So it's going back there.
Yeah.
And then
something smells fishy, and I don't know what.
What the hell is going on? Is this just I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
And this, you know, it doesn't just sound like I'm going to murder somebody. This, if she was strangled and then stabbed, this is somebody who was angry as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a crime of passion when you have that kind of the stab wounds and things of that nature. Again, I'm not saying anybody specific. I don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. And that's where it's like, okay, let's just look at what evidence is in front of us and go from there. Or are we already done? Did we already do that? Because I don't really think they did.
Mm-mm.
It just prove me wrong. Show me that there's where is this other magical evidence of how she was able to stab herself? Take the zombie out of it. How did it happen? How did it happen? Just explain it.
And that's where this whole thing went wrong. If they wanted to make it look like a suicide, well, I don't know. I mean,
can one doctor explain it? Can one doctor look at this and go, here's how it happened. Here's how it worked out. I'd love to hear it. If somebody's got it, let me know. I'd love to hear it. That's not my expertise. I think this has been run through tons and tons of people and everybody's saying this is impossible. But hey, okay, what do you got if there is something more?
I want to hear from that first medical examiner. Tell me from your medical training where you came up with this conclusion that she committed suicide.
How? Yeah.
Yep. How? I want to know from your training where you see that this is a suicide.
Did they not have the post-mortem information of the stabbing at that moment in time when the ruling was made?
How can you make a ruling like that if you don't have all of the information?
Exactly. That's why you wouldn't do that. But then if you do that, did nobody just go back and say, no, what they actually did is they did rule it a homicide. Then they went back and ruled it a suicide after the fact.
Yeah.
Why? Just why? What was the thing that put you over and said this was a suicide? What is it? I don't know the answer to that. Maybe somebody is wiser than me. I'm sure many are, and could explain that. Here's more.
Should be a new criminal investigation.
Well, look, I don't think I should speak for the city of Philadelphia and why they chose to make the decision they did. There's nothing I wanted more than to give these parents some finality, some answers, some clarity. And we received more evidence, more information during the course of our investigation that sadly didn't.
Yeah, that's we heard him before on that one. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating to see this and just that family to be denied reality. It got to feel like you're in the Upside Down. When you look at this case, you kind of do feel like that.
Yeah, it's bad enough to have to deal with the loss of a child. It's bad enough to have lost that child to a crime. But to have the wool pulled over everybody's eyes about how it happened when it's so freaking obvious.
Yeah.
Just how do you get any closure on this? Because it's not closed. It's not done.
Somebody is out there
that did this.
Exactly. And why is it only her parents that want this done?
Right?
It's weird. I mean, I don't know. I mean, people, like I said, they grieve in different ways. Some people just, after a trauma or a tragedy, they just want to get as far away from it as they possibly can. That's how some people do it. Okay. Is that it? Cool. But it just seems like it's just weird. What is going on? The fiance has never been charged with anything, never been a suspect, has moved on with his life, and good for him. But it's, I don't know. I would just think you'd want to, figure out what the hell happened here. I don't know. So it's, again, some people you can accept that the suicide thing is real, and maybe that's, you made peace with that and you've closed it out in your mind and it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks anymore. I mean, if you got nothing going on, then that's you're right. But
we just need to get this figured
out. It's what's going on? That's all.
We may never figure out who did this to her, but can we at least get it decided that she didn't kill herself?
And if there's nothing we can look at anymore, then there's nothing we can look at anymore. But mm-hmm. Let's just be real about what actually happened. That's all. Yeah. That's all. The case is now reopened, and forensic experts and investigators will have another opportunity to analyze the troubling evidence surrounding Greenberg's death. Ross believes a deeper examination will reveal inconsistencies that support the family's claims that she did not die by suicide. As the investigation moves forward, Greenberg's family remains committed to uncovering the truth about what happened that night in her apartment. And, yeah, hopefully they can actually get there.
I hope so, too.
We'll see. We will see. I think I'm gonna, I have another clip of Josh here I want to play. Since I can get my mouse on my right screen.
Tech problem.
You see me frantically moving around the studio. My mouse. Okay, where is it? Okay, because I get... There's five screens that this one mouse goes to, and they're there, and they're there, and they're everywhere.
You got to make sure that mouse is charged up, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. More evidence of pointing to a suicide. This is, I think, my favorite one. Follow the evidence.
When you're in the role of being a prosecutor, you have to follow the evidence, and we never saw any evidence to suggest anything different. And then we shared with another district attorney, and they found the same.
What were you looking at?
I wonder if he had the wrong file.
Were you looking at the same case? I mean, just what exactly were you looking at?
I would love to do a round table where people are sitting and there's pictures of the crime scene. There's that visual that I think we've all seen. It's a kind of a composite drawing of the way that the knives went in at their trajectory. Yeah. If anybody has researched this case, you'll see that pop up. And I want to distribute the pictures and I want to stare at everybody, have them looking at the one person asking the questions and say, do you in your heart really believe that she did this to herself? Mm-hmm. And I want to see them look people in the eye and go, yes, absolutely. Because I don't think in good conscience you can do that. I don't think it's possible.
Here's the...
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you can see it. Yeah.
Yep. Trajectories of where the knives went into her spinal cord, into her neck, into her chest. There's no way she could have done this with her own arms. There's no possible
and
way.
Lacerations unless, into the skull, too, which is like...
Yes.
If you're trying to kill yourself, you're not going to get through your skull. That's not usually a...
No. She wasn't a contortionist. That's, you know, she wasn't with Cirque du Soleil, you know, doing some crazy gymnastic stuff. I'm not even sure a contortionist could have done some of this.
Well, it's like...
Maybe.
You're dead there. You're dead there.
Yeah.
You're dead there. You're dead there. There's so many angles. Yeah. I mean... Dead or incapacitated, one of the two.
Yes, yes. And it's not that the knives, you know, I don't want to get too graphic. When people have maybe slit their wrist or an artery or something, that's, yeah, they do go deep. But these are some very deep wounds. They show how far those knives went in.
I just cringe looking at it.
Yeah, it's very graphic. There's no way... especially with how deep some of them have shown to have gone in, there's no way she could just pull it back out and do it again.
Yeah.
People.
No, it defies logic because it does. That's because it isn't logical. That's just the simple answer.
Just want some closure for this beautiful family so that they can close this chapter and try to heal, because at this point there is no healing.
No, just, yeah.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. and the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The weather may be cooling down, but the deals are heating up during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. From tailgating essentials to everyday family favorites, the Red Hot Sale event is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, easy appetizers, and even cozy comfort meals for those busy weeknights. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Blaze a trail to OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.